coaches now. Yeah. So, yeah, it has been unique. So, just exciting. Feel like we've had a lot of opportunities to help the team win this year, specifically with punt. I feel like we've done some good things, and so that's exciting to kind of feel like our job matters because, you know, like 12 out of the 16 games, my performance really won't have a hand in whether we win or lose, but you don't know which games are going to be the difference makers or not, so it's been fun to make some big plays this year and, you know, feel like you're keeping the momentum on our side during games or stopping it for their side.
Should Sean have gotten you out there for just like the last 3 seconds just to get one punt off of Buffalo?
No, we were punting from like the, we were on like the 35-yard line. I was pulling harder for anybody for a first down. So
he should have though, because if you punt instead of take those kneels, then they would have had 300 yards rushing. That ruined him.
Oh,
lost those 2 yards.
I don't keep up with the rushing stats, so.
I hate to get you to repeat, but what do you know about Coach Westhoff, and what are your thoughts on him?
Look, he's one of the legends of the game. I've only played against him once. It was in 2009, week 4 against the Jets. But super respected guy. He's got a commanding presence in meetings. And he's obviously got about 4 decades of NFL coaching experience. So, you know, we're happy to have him.
For you personally, does it affect you much? I mean, you're obviously pretty great at your craft.
I'll let you know after Sunday. I still don't know exactly what the dynamics are going to be on game day. But, you know, I've been doing this long enough to, you know, not to sound selfish, but I'm going to focus on what I do. And whatever information is given to me, I'll take. But I'm not going to have my hand in all the areas of special teams. I'm just going to do my job and assist where needed.